This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let me take you to the Queen Side.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and the boys are back in town. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
The boys have always been in town.
You took a couple days off, too.
I was here for the last 2 days. So
what? I missed 4 shows. You missed 2?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you? Did you miss me?
No.
Well, then why are you mad I was gone?
That damn rhino, probably missed you.
That rhino was something, man. That was a photo not to be shared.
You need to go lay down on the couch and talk to somebody.
I went to the zoo in San Diego. World-class zoo. You ever been there?
No.
B, I saw a polar bear. I saw a grizzly. You ever seen a grizzly bear?
Yep.
Dude, I want nothing to do with a grizzly bear.
I want nothing to do with either one of them.
The polar, like, just on.
The polar bear is probably the most vicious, though.
On pure looks alone.
You go, oh, he's so cute.
No, but. The grizzly looked mean, dude.
The grizzly looks mean, but the polar is the one that they say will just rip your heart out of them immediately.
I'm not tricking myself into, like, thinking either of them are going to be my friend.
The panda bear is nice, too.
Dog. One thing that was interesting is because we have pandas here, like, everybody there was all worked up about the pandas. I guess the Chinese government gave the San Diego Zoo and the D.C. Zoo, and forgive me to all the panda experts out there, maybe there's other zoos I'm unaware of. But I know we got them here,
yeah.
And everybody out there was all jacked up because they had the pandas. And I was like, all right, well, we got pandas at home. We're going to everything else, and we kind of got to avoid that line.
Yeah.
Dude, we did 13,000 steps the day of the San Diego Zoo with the 2 little kids, which was something. Saw giraffes. Definitely saw a very happy and excited rhino. It was like he had 5 legs, B.
Was he happy for you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's the interesting thing. That rhino got excited about you. You might need to.
B, he was sweeping the floor.
You better watch the odor that you give off.
Dude, I assume it had nothing to do with me, but who knows? I'm no scientist. I can't rule it out.
You better hope so that that's not there.
I saw an elephant go number 1 and number 2. You ever seen that?
Nope.
That's a stream, dog. That's a healthy stream. It was excellent. But, dude, I think the weather's been warmer here than it was out there. It was definitely, you get the winds out there, and it was like 65 with wind. We had a great time, though, man. I got more sleep than I probably have in a long time.
How does that happen?
There's no sports on. Everything's over.
Everything's not over. Everything started up now. It might have been over when you were there, but you got basketball, man.
No. The game starts at 6:30. There's no West Coast game to then watch.
Like, yeah, 6:30 until what?
9:15.
9:15, and you just fall asleep after that?
Yeah, dude. I got better sleep there.
Well, you are old man.
I mean, I got my wife and kids. I'm not going out drinking. Like, there was not a. It was. The sports were over. We're having these long, full days on the beach, in the pool. And I got good sleep. It was very relaxing. I feel relaxed. I feel ready
I almost said something. I'm not going to say that.
What?
No.
Trying to get in trouble already.
No, I was going to get in trouble. It was something I would say, but then you probably take it. I was going to say, you should go on vacation more often because you don't get sleep here.
I know.
I already know you're going to do that.
I got home last night and then immediately just didn't go to sleep. I, like, stayed up, was watching hockey and basketball and just – the NFL Nation mock draft. Like, I was just doing stupid stuff. The only sporting event I really made a point to lock in and watch was game one, was Caps Canadiens game one. Caps were buzzing early, kind of fell a little flat in that third period, came back to win it. They're up 1-0. All that matters in this round is just getting through it, I firmly believe, just to get to the next round.
Yeah, they got
to
get back to playing hockey consistently like they were before. If they can get through it, if they get through it and play up and down hockey like they did the other day, then they're going to get their ass kicked. So they need to learn how to play consistently like they were early on, because they cannot keep doing that, having those lulls. You had a lull against a young team that came back. A better team will come back and beat you.
For sure. Game two is tonight. Obviously, a ton of excitement for Caps Canadiens game two. If you want to listen to that game tonight, it's right here on 106.7 The Fan. Nats O's is going to be on Team 980. If you got options, you got great sports options to listen to tonight. Caps here, game two, 106.7 The Fan. Nats O's is going to be moved to 980. Obviously, though, this is just like a packed time on the sports calendar, because you got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball's going, you got interleague play, and then the NFL draft. We're going to talk plenty of hockey. Greenberg joins us at 11, Joe B at noon. But the draft is still the biggest story in the country. It being out west, San Diego's in this weird, I don't want to say like anti-football, but they're mad about the Chargers, but they're huge NFL fans. It's interesting because so much of California, like San Diego's mad about the Chargers. I guess the east side of the Bay Area is really mad about the Raiders, but they're all just obsessed with football. And going into this draft, B, for you, does this feel like the most wide open draft in a long time?
Not necessarily. You know, like I'll be honest with you, I look beyond quarterbacks, and I think most people get stuck on just the quarterbacks. And as you hear people talk, they talk about how many positions are very deep. The quarterback position isn't. So just because the quarterback position isn't deep doesn't mean the draft's not deep. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying not deep. I'm saying who's going number two? We don't even know that.
Yeah, well, most times we know who's going number one. We don't automatically know number two. We knew who number two was last year because he was coming here.
But last year, we could have definitively said five of the top six picks. Maybe not in order, but we could have told you these five dudes are definitely going within the top six. This year, Hunter.
Carter, you got, Travis, Hunter. Cam Ward. So those three guys, you could probably say, will be top four, top five. So you still could pick the four to five. I don't think you have to be able to pick every draft pick in the first five to think it's a very good draft.
I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying it's wide open. Like, if Shedeur Sanders went 2 or 32, wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me, but the ultimate thing is, like I think it's only because we don't have multiple quarterbacks going, we were considering the top 10. Well, and that kind of throws away the rest of the players. As I keep saying, the quarterback position is vitally important. They can't do a damn thing by themselves.
Beyond all that, I'm looking at, like, the best non-quarterback position player in this draft is Jenty, right? The running back. Yeah. I would say. You can argue.
You go Jenty or Hunter, because, you know, Hunter does so much, so he's like that once-in-a-lifetime type character.
If I had a big board, which I don't, it's probably – people that will lie
everybody
and
look,
tell you
he's
that.
Number one he on should, the big
he,
board.
I think he's the most talented player in this draft.
Yeah. I
think if Cleveland doesn't take him, they're crazy. But Jenty could go anywhere from 3 to 10. Mm-hmm. And dude, I was listening to Todd McShay on a podcast this morning driving in, and he's saying there's growing speculation that the Jags are going to take the Arizona receiver McMillan, that like the whole it's just it who knows what is real right now, but there's a lot going on.
I try my best to look at players and see that they I don't care what number they go. You know, people have made teams that were drafted last pick of the 12th round before, when they had 12 rounds. And people have been drafted in the first round and got released in a year or two. So I've tried not to get caught up in what people are saying, because what I know is what I coined it lying season. There are people telling the guys that get all information out, fibs or stuff, just to get it out. Hey, you want this information? I need you to put this out too. They all do it.
Sure.
So I don't get too hyped up about it. But when I start looking, like what I've noticed, when something is negative said by a player, that gets blown out of proportion. But when something positive said by the player, people just ignore it. So I don't, why would I go with the negative if you're not going to discuss the positive? So it's just like, for me, this draft is going to come down to the other positions, which normally make a team even better.
It's interesting because I'm not even, like, Washington doesn't pick until 29. I'm not even at this point. Anybody that's trying to overly focus on what the Commanders are going to do, you're probably doing yourself a disservice. They have no idea what they're going to do. Adam Peters and Lance Newmark spoke at length yesterday in Ashburn. We're going to play you a ton of that audio. And repeatedly, Peters, I made a point of listening to it today. I read the transcripts yesterday. They repeatedly, Peters is like, yeah, man, you know, we're going to see how the board comes to us. We're going to make some calls before and after, but we're going to see what happens and kind of just take it from there. It's of all things, they're being connected with two different Texas A&M edge rushers. No idea if any of them will come to fruition, but like that's where this is at. There's going to be a ton of options for them at 29. I still think trading back is the preferred course of action. Not to say it'll definitively happen. To trade back, you also need someone that wants to trade up.
Yeah, and they have to be willing to be offering something that makes sense. You don't trade back just to trade back. You want to trade back and still get positions in right places to where you can still make your team better. Like I said earlier, I think they did so much in the offseason that they now are going to sit back and just see how it goes. I don't think they're looking at any particular position or person that they have to get.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And at 29, they've probably got some guys they like. They had guys in for their visits. I mean, clearly there are people that they've been watching. But at 29, dude, you can't be locked in on somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you're so far down the board that
But see, this is the thing, though, Jay. We have been so far up the board and having a bad team so long, we don't understand how the good teams do it. The good teams are looking at people that's going to fit in and make their team grow and get better. We were looking for someone that we can have to focus on to be able to now have people want to come even play here. We seem to have that now. And now it's about just making this team get better. It's not anymore about, oh, we got to find this big guy to make this. No. It's just plugging someone in now to take your team from, let's say, a 90% team to a 92% team. And I think that's what's so – but you know what? That's not sexy for most people. Most people got to have the fact that you're getting the quarterback or the biggest guy, the baddest guy, whatever. No, now it's about enhancing this thing.
I have decided on another player I'd be quite pleased if they drafted. I think Emeka Abuka is going to be really good for a long time. I don't know that they're going to go wide receiver. I also, the closer this thing gets, think Abuka goes 25 or higher. Like, I just don't think he's there at 29. It does get fun to start thinking about who, what, when, where. It's just not that there aren't good players in the fifth. There's good players throughout the process. But it's just there's a reason this is going to be – there's a reason tomorrow night more people will watch than probably the NBA Finals combined. Like, there's a reason. It's exciting. It's fun to watch. It's fun to consider all the options. I do fear, because this is such a there's no clarity in who's going where in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
I like pre-fear whoever the player is that goes to the draft that just slides. You know that like sad sliding video where the guy's just sitting in the green room like this?
Wasn't
like,
it a quarterback last year? Year before last? It just sat there?
Yeah.
Levitts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Eating mayonnaise.
But you know what, though? Even that gets eyeballs with the NFL. Like I said it yesterday, they invite these guys, and no matter if the guy gets picked early or late, they still gonna put cameras in their faces. You know why? Because it's a story. And people like stories. People like bad stories, negative stories, more than they do positive stories. The NFL still gets all the eyes they want.
Totally.
They don't care about that kid feelings or whatever. Hey, you here. We invited you. You're going to be here till you get picked. And we're sorry you didn't get picked the first round, but get some more cameras over there.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. So Peter Schrager was on Good Morning Football forever and then went to – he's now with ESPN, mm-hmm. which still makes me feel like ESPN's kind of buying NFL Network or whatever. But that's a different conversation. He only does one mock draft a year, and it's late in the process. Here's one thing to consider with all the mock draft experts is they're all going to put out like their final mock draft tomorrow, despite putting – a lot of this is just a content machine. So just be aware of the content machine as you're absorbing the content. But Schrager does one late in the process, talks to a lot of people, has gotten a bunch of stuff right. Some things I find interesting. I've been pretty clear that I like the kid Mikel Williams. Mm-hmm. I think – there was a lot of talk of him potentially sliding, and I said he's a top 10 talent, and I don't think he'll slide, but if he did, Washington should jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to slide. Schrager has him going ninth to mm-hmm. New Orleans. What, if anything, do you make of all the noise, smoke, lies, rumors, whatever you want to call it, about Shador going 9 to New Orleans?
I think it's a possibility. Thor Nyström sure thinks he's going to New Orleans. I think it's a possibility because they have a quarterback there who's injured. They need a quarterback.
Have you heard about that injury, by the way?
What's wrong with it?
There's a lot of speculation. Some doctors have a hard time identifying the injury.
Well, what it means is they don't want him there anymore.
Or he doesn't want to be there.
Whatever it is, somebody's moving on.
Right.
And I can see them taking him. I just think, look, man, even the whole thing with Shador, that deal, you hear some people talk, they think he's as good as any quarterback in the draft. Other people think he's straight garbage. But the ones that say he's as good as Cam Ward, he does a lot of great NFL things, it never gets repeated. But everything negative gets repeated. I think Shador is going to go higher than what people think.
So this time of year, I like to like reprogram my brain to forget all the stuff we've listened to for a while and go back to New Year's Day, which is kind of the at least once upon a time, was the festival of college football. Mm-hmm. And let's just remember who was good on the field.
Yeah.
Right? You know who was good? Shador.
He was.
He was good.
But see, that's the whole thing, Jay. That's something we say, but we never discuss that, what happened New Year's Day. We discuss the reports and the rumors that come out every day. So we could think about what it was on January 1st, but we discuss until April everything that's being said and nothing about January 1st again. What I believe is somebody wants him. There are people that's not going to like him whatsoever, but whoever may want him may be the one putting out the rumors.
No rumors, just facts. If you want to sell your house and you live in the DMV, there's only one guy to get it done. His name is John Leahy.
Yep, that's John Leahy, just like Marilyn did. Marilyn needed to sell her Greenbelt property because she was relocating for a job. Unfortunately, her condo didn't qualify for FHA, which ruled out several potential buyers who absolutely loved the unit. But she had no reason to fear because John Leahy and the Fine Living Group contacted a past client who was looking for an investor property. Even better, that buyer paid with cash for over $2,000 over the asking price. If you're looking to sell, take advantage of John Leahy and the Fine Living Group's guaranteed offer. Start by finding out what the home is worth in only 30 seconds at johnsellsdmv.com. Talk about our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in just mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your need, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And that's not the only thing. Say, houses are waiting a little longer on the market right now. Say you're concerned about that. Don't be. Talk to John and get access to the VIP seller program. John Leahy has access to pre-approved buyers and knows how to create top demand for your home, getting you the highest price possible. He's so confident he'll get your home sold right away. He'll even guarantee it. He's got more than 10,000 buyers ready to rock. He can get your home sold before you know it. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Busy, busy day in the District of Columbia. Caps hosting Montreal tonight. Game 2, first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nats hosting the Orioles. If you want to listen to the Caps, that's right here on 106.7 The Fan. If you want to listen to the Nats, that's going to be on Team 980. Yesterday, though, while I was trying to travel back across the country, which is a lot longer than you remember when you fly with a six-year-old, I was listening live to Adam Peters, the Commanders general manager, and Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager. And B, I've come to a conclusion. I'm curious if you agree with me with Peters. He doesn't say a lot, and that's not a surprise.
He's smart.
But he also doesn't lie.
No,
there's no BS.
See, the thing about Peters is he's going to answer a question to where he's not leading you on to another question.
Right.
And I think when you have that talent and that ability, you keep it. Because in the NFL, if you say something and you leave it open-ended, you're going to get asked another question. Or if you say something that leads to another topic, you're going to get asked another question. Adam seems to know how to talk to you, answer your question to a satisfactory position, and you're like, okay, cool. You go to the next guy, and then he'll do the same thing to the next guy. But if you start asking the same question again, he's going to say, I already answered that question. He'll stop that one.
Yeah, dude.
Smart man.
I just think it's one thing to not say too much, but we've had people, this is around the league. It's not specific to just people that have been here, but like there's been people running the show in Ashburn that have lied. And I've never
some people have been full of crap. Let's say it like that.
Yeah, and I've never understood why. And dude, this is not specific to Ron or Bruce. Like, just go back to Mike Shanahan. Like, but dudes, coaches just lie, and that's okay. That's what they're.
This is what media is just like private investigators. You say something, they go check it. If they find out it's a lie, now you just open up a whole nother interview or a whole nother press conference of nothing but questions about that lie. So the best way to do is you ask me a question about a particular player, and if I don't want to answer it, I say, I can't answer that. You can accept it or not. But if I tell you, oh, yeah, this happened, and then it's totally a lie, and you find that out, now you don't trust me anymore. I don't get the benefit of the doubt, and I'm bombarded with stuff. Guess who else is bombarded? Anybody that works for me,
yeah,
and the players and everybody else. So you open up a negative for everybody else. The way Adam handles this stuff, he answers your question as best he could till he can't answer it anymore.
Or even as best as he wants to.
Yeah.
Right? But like.
But he don't tell you a blatant lie.
And again, I'm not taking shots at anybody here. There are coaches and personnel evaluators around the league that intentionally mislead. I think you're much better off with the Peters approach of saying little but just telling the truth.
Yeah.
Let's start. I think this is a great example. Number three, Lamphill. I don't think there's much of a secret that Washington going into this draft, it's not a secret. It's numbers. They only have five picks. It's a seven-round draft. Ideally, you have more picks than rounds, certainly not less. Adam Peters was asked if he hopes to trade back in the draft.
We talked about this at the owners' meetings a little bit, and you're really open to everything, and you're open to moving up if the right moves up. If Abdul Carter falls to 27, I might want to try to move up too and get him. but I mean, if there's a great player that we want to sit and pick, we'll do that. But if there's an opportunity to move back, then we're certainly open to that too. You know, with five picks, like you said, that's something you'd like to do is add picks. But you always have to have somebody who wants to come up too, and we'll find that out. We're making those calls this week, and we'll have an idea of who wants to come up and if we want to do that. And we'll also have an idea of who wants to move back in the first round ahead of us. And so we'll know what we can do there.
You know, he said if Abdul called, he was joking with it. Somebody will write a report. Adam Peters is interested in Abdul Carter. Who in the draft is not interested in Abdul Carter? But that's how it goes. You know what I mean? And he was just trying to be funny with it, but hell, if he were to slip, he'll move up those two spots. Maybe four or five, if you have to.
He's not going to slip.
So he's not slipping.
For everybody that is,
no, I know he's not slipping, but what I'm saying is how things happen these days. What he said was a complete joke.
Right.
And someone will write a report off of that.
So I just Googled Adam Peters, Abdul Carter, and it appears, now we're less than 24 hours removed from the presser, so it could still come. But as of now, nobody has written the headline, Commanders interested in trading up for Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm. Now, not yet.
Doesn't mean it won't happen.
But guess what, though? Let Abdul Carter go where he's supposed to go.
Right. They're not trading up for Abdul Carter. AD, I love you. AD just texted me, why not trade several picks and move up to two or three and take Carter? No, they don't have the picks. They just traded for Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. That's not going to happen.
You know who I know will fall for all those little headlines? My good friend.
I just think I there's a way of going about the business of football, and I think they do it right. I think we saw it with the way they handled the John Allen situation.
Yeah.
Let's go to number nine, Lamphill, and just kind of get an understanding of setting the draft board and kind of what happens over the next. I mean, it's, you know, Wednesday at 10:30, by Thursday at 8 o'clock, the teams will be on the clock.
Mm-hmm. I would have done a show already.
Probably different for every team, and sometimes it's different every year. I think the next 48 hours, we're just really refining our board and just making sure we're challenging ourselves on different scenarios, different things that may come up. You know, really, you know, you got two players right next to each other. Who would you take and why? And talking to the coaches and how would this player fit? You know, does he fit your vision? And so just the board's pretty much set. It's just like a little bit of tinkering here and there. And then you make some phone calls, too. You make some phone calls like, okay, you want to come up? Do you want to come down? And just get an idea of what's going to be available for you so you're not making all those decisions in real time in those 10 minutes that you have. So it's a fun couple of days. It's cool to have all the scouts here and really exciting.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit yesterday. I was like, you think people just all of a sudden make all of those decisions within those 5 to 10 minutes between picks? They talk before. They find out, they lay down a little law of what could be, or if we were to do this, we may offer this, that or the other. And then when they get to it, and it seems like somebody else gets involved, then they could enhance a little bit more. But this stuff is discussed early.
Gotta be.
Just like when you go to court. Believe me, the defense attorney and the prosecution, you know what? They're talking over a drink. And then they charge you $5,000 an hour. I watched it. I'm telling you.
Well, I think it'd be crazy to not think. I've seen it in person at the Combine a lot. I've seen it even in Mobile, I think, is almost a better example of it. yesterday, Sam Fortier from the Post, I've seen him wear this t-shirt. There's this really, really gross, dingy dive bar called Veet's in Mobile, Alabama. And it's right across, I can't remember if it's a Hyatt or a Hilton, but there's one big, nice hotel in Mobile, Alabama, where all of the NFL officials stay for the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl's become big business. Now you got the Shrine Bowl competing with it. Like, there's a lot of these things. But for a long time, the Senior Bowl was like the place for the entire NFL to descend upon, kind of that week off, you know, the bye week of the Super Bowl, for lack of a better word. And this bar, Veet's, is right there. And Mobile is like, it's got some Cajun influence to it, Brian. I don't know if you ever spent time there, but I mean, it's
a lot.
How far is Mobile from New Orleans? I mean, it's right on the Gulf.
From New Orleans is probably an hour or so.
Like it's right there. It's probably right on the Louisiana border, I would guess. I know it's not far from Florida either. Like, when I've flown in there, we used to fly into Pensacola and just drive 45 minutes or whatever to Mobile. But it's got, you know, like kind of the two-story bars with the balconies and everything. And this bar, Veet's, if you would go in there, and I think a lot of this is kind of diminished over time. I think Sean McVay and Les Snead and the Rams have kind of changed a lot of this, where they do everything. COVID forced the changes that everything started happening on Zoom. And sometimes guys would just rather stay and watch the tape rather than go in person. But, like, there was a period of time where if you went into Veet's during Senior Bowl week, anytime after, like, 10 o'clock, you'd see two-thirds to three-quarters of the NFL, head coaches, GMs, scouts, owners. I mean, you know, like, you could see some owners getting it in there that you wouldn't, that are probably known for Johnny Walker Blue consumption. I'll let you guess your own conclusion on that. But, like, everybody's in these same bars, and they're hanging out and talking. And you know what? Some of them played college football together. Some of them played in the NFL together. Some of them were scouts together.
Some of them are talking about some deals that may happen later.
Some of them know each other's brother or sister, or they grew up in the same town or went to rival high schools. Like, people have relationships. A lot of this stuff is, hypothetically, if we're holding 29 and the dude with 35 might give him a call today and be like, listen, if X is there at 29, we are interested. Let's get some parameters so that when we have 10 minutes on the clock, we can get this done. Now, it's not ironed out to the letter of the deal.
But it's ironed enough to where they can make that announcement. And by the time everything truly comes out, they've hammered it out. They got lawyers working on this. That's their jobs.
Dude, they got analytics people. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people involved to make sure the right deal gets made. And if you're looking to buy or sell a car, you got to get the right deal made. The people to get that done, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. With that kind of track record, you know they're doing something right. They've got convenient locations all across Northern Virginia and every brand you want. Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, those big old Ram trucks, Chevy, Buick, GMC.
All that.
Whatever it is you're looking for, they got you. They got great deals, great financing options, and the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yep, and no matter what vehicle you buy, every vehicle sold is backed by the Orsman Lifetime Edge. It comes with up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance, loaner cars with every major maintenance, and the Lifetime Engine Guarantee. And you know what? There's great news out there. If you're trying to sell a car, hell, you know it's going to be expensive to buy one, so if you're selling one, you're probably going to request more. Orsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of his make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. To Beyond satisfies Orsman customers. So, let's ride together.
And the Beastie Boys. Going through Adam Peters' comments yesterday. It's really interesting as some of these people, and you can pick your own, you know, draft insiders, whatever it is you think about, whoever you like. There's no wrong answer, right? It's all speculative.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, it's all nonsense.
Some people get better information and they speculate a little better than the others.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And then they make the others come out and have to, you know, be broad with their statements sometimes.
I just read this from, this is Todd McShay. This is his final mock draft.
All right.
Washington Commanders 29, Donovan Ezeraku, pass rusher from Boston College.
Boston College.
He writes, call it a hunch or a little birdie. I honestly don't know if this is the direction the Commanders will go, but they need an edge, and Ezeraku is an absolute technician with his long arms and lightning-quick hands. He led the nation in sacks per game last year, and he's one of the top-tier character guys in this class. If it's not Ezeraku, I could see Josh Connerly, Trevion Henderson, and Nick Emanuori as fits. Emanuori is the safety from South Carolina. I do think, number six, Landini, the Commanders are trying to build, hell, have built. Adam Peters, Dan Quinn have built a team with the kind of guys they want on it, and Adam Peters was asked if that might change.
I think you're still always looking for those types of guys, no matter what. Now, the draft isn't always going to fall that way, but I don't think we're ever going to waver from the types of people we want to bring in this building. And whether they were captains in college or not, I mean, whether they are leaders or not, quote-unquote leaders, people lead different ways. But we're just going to try to bring in good people. And so if they were captains in college, that's great. That shows you something. But if they weren't captains, that doesn't mean they're not leaders and they can't become those and can't become the types of guys we want in our building.
It's interesting because last year, if you go back and look, they drafted a ton of guys that were captains on their college teams.
Mm-hmm.
I think to a few things, like a lot of times fans will say, you know, when Maryland went through its coaching search, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, oh, you got to get a Maryland guy. No.
You got to get a good player.
You got to get the best coach.
Yeah, you get a good coach, good players, and things like that. And I think what Adam Peters didn't say, and this is one thing I have known, because one thing I do when I talk to a coach or a GM, I damn sure ask this one question. When you have a great locker room, that's when do you take risk sometime with a guy that you think may need some guidance or probably had an issue? And it like, yeah, because if the locker room not good, you don't want to bring that guy in it. This locker room now is good. So you may be able to take a chance with somebody that may, I'm saying like a small issue, nothing major, but they are so good now in their locker room, the guy that might need some guidance, this would be the best team for him to go to. Because when he steps in, he's going to see things done the right way. He's going to hear people talking the right way, doing the right things. And normally, just normally, that people think you make it to the league, you don't learn anymore. Hell, you are going to learn from the guys around you. If everybody else is doing one thing and you trying to do something else, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Completely. And the other thing to remember, and these guys touched on this yesterday, is that I say this all the time. A football team, a football season is like a living, breathing organism that shifts and changes throughout what is a grind of, hell, how many weeks did they play last year? They played 3 preseasons, 17 games, and then another 3 playoff games.
Yeah.
That's 23-game season.
Yeah.
And they practiced and six weeks prior.
It was two bye weeks, right? No, one bye week.
Well, the one bye week was mid-December.
Yeah, so 24 weeks, basically.
Right, and everything evolves over the course of that year. So a guy, you're never going to recreate last year's locker room.
No.
Period. That version of events is over. Now you've got a new version of events, and you don't know how everybody will mold. They think they've put it together the right way to let everybody mold, but they don't know.
They don't know.
None of us know. The one thing that is really interesting is they add Deebo Samuel. Peters was on the record in Florida with us saying we're working on a new deal for Terry, and yet the questions about wide receiver at 29 persist. I personally think they need to add a true speed guy, like a true 9-route guy. I don't know if you have to do it at 29. I do like Ibuka. I don't know if he'll be there at 29. But what did they say about a wide receiver at 29?
Yeah, I think really every team every year is a little bit different, right? And so we're really just what's the best player that's going to help us now and in the future. And because that room's going to change next year, just like every other room in our building is going to change each year. It's going to evolve. So, you know, if the best player, we think it's the player that's going to help us more than any other position, then we won't hesitate to take that.
It's easy to be dismissive, but I think it's truly best player available. I don't think there's much of a surprise about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're picking 29th. So much is going to have happened before you. I'm looking at this. Todd McShay's final mock draft. You know what he has happening? One pick ahead of Washington at 29. At 29, he's got the Commanders taking Easy Raku from BC, the pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he has happening at 28?
What?
The Giants trading up with the Lions to take Jackson Dart from Ole Miss. Nobody knows what the heck. Yo, White Brian just shaking his head.
Brian, look what you got to look forward to, brother.
Apparently, I mean, does it shock anybody that Daboll doesn't want to coach Shador? No, because he knows Deion's on the doorstep of his job. It's a self-preservation league, people. Wake up! Neil Greenberg next.